my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry? Good evening, everyone. That was End of the World by Skeeter Davis, and you're listening to The Pantheon on CFRC 101.9. I'm your host, Madeline, and every week here at The Pantheon, I pick a theme to follow and create a track list that I find fitting. This week's theme is The Hauntings of the Songbirds, and it is a meditation on women who communicate something otherworldly and powerful through their songs. While songbirds are vulnerable prey, they continue to sing their song of protest. It doesn't matter that the coyotes are waiting around the corner or that the world sees them as harmless. They persist anyways. In my opinion, there are few things in the world more powerful than a woman with a voice who will communicate her message no matter what. It could be a song about post-heartbreak sorrow like End of the World, or a meditation on spirituality and addiction like the next song I'll be playing. Either way, when a woman has something to say, I tend to stop and listen. The artists I'll be playing in this hour all communicate their strife, anger, love, power, and life into their songs, and it makes for truly powerful music. Next, I will be playing The Old Religion by Florence and the Machine off their new album. In Florence's track-by-track interview, she describes The Old Religion reflecting feelings of powerlessness in life in general and in recovery from addiction. Her lyric, "Some Animal Instinct Starting Up Again," reflects the warring feelings of wanting to start anew while still having your past dragging behind you. Florence Welch's powerful yet vulnerable voice only exacerbates the feelings communicated through her lyrics. Suffice to say, it's a harrowing yet cathartic song. This is The Old Religion by Florence and the Machine.
Watch me crawl up.
Once again, that was The Old Religion by Florence and the Machine. The next song I will be playing is Movies by Wiseblood. This track is an elegy for the life promised to us by all the films and media we grew up with. In an interview with Vice, the woman behind Wiseblood, Natalie Maring, states, "When I went through puberty, I had a huge rebellion against movies. I was so upset with how they brainwashed me that I didn't watch movies for years. I couldn't watch them. I'd just start and be like, this is not how it is. How dare they make me think that's how it is?" In the song, Maring is painfully yearning to exist in a film where there may be drama and action, but everything is simple. Everything is resolved and neatly tied up in 90 minutes. It is a painfully human song, juxtaposing Maring's anger at the lies she's been sold by Hollywood with the persisting desire to be embraced by the comfort of a mirage. Experimental and ethereal in sound, here is Movies.
This is how it feels to be in love. This is life from above. There's no books anymore. I'm bound to that summer. Big box office hill. Making love to a counterfeit world. Did so everyone will know me.
was Movies by Wiseblood. The next song I'll be playing is a wispy and stunning new track by Montreal singer Helena Deland. It is called Bright Green, Vibrant Gray, and the song reminds me of an oil painting by the Group of Seven. It has depth with an earthy richness, and it reflects the different textures of life. It deals with many ideas, falling in love, losing a parent, and grappling with growing older. It blends these concepts together in a way that I find representative of the true nature of life, which is a swirling mess that never bothers to group your experiences together neatly. Take a listen and see what you think. Was Bright Green, Vibrant Gray by Helena Deland. Next up is another Canadian track, only this time it's by Toronto-based band The Weather Station. The song is called Only the Truth, and it's a contemplative and melancholic track reminiscent of Joni Mitchell. The band's front, Tamara Lindman, shared in an interview with Stereogum that the song expands on the idea that the truth is this sort of lumpen, complicated, organic thing. Falsehoods and lies glimmer, reach towards you, need you. But the truth doesn't care if you care. All it ever is there. This is Only the Truth by The Weather Station.
Followed you down into the park. The sky blew black and the growing dark. You talk and I despair. It's not my place to say anything. If I did, you'd still go back to him. Really losing your hair. The older I get, the more tired I am. If there's anything I want to be saying, that's only the truth. Laid out dirty, slumped in these lines. Never as clean and pure as the light. You're so drawn to.
Was Only the Truth by The Weather Station. Next is Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins off their 1990 record Heaven or Las Vegas. The Cocteau Twins are a Scottish band led by Elizabeth Fraser, and they're known for their unintelligible lyrics that are meant to elicit abstract feelings rather than direct messages. In my opinion, this song is powerful yet bittersweet. It feels like the end of something that has gone on for far too long. But part of the beauty of the Cocteau Twins is that it means something different to everyone. So take a listen and decide for yourself. was Cherry Colored Freak by the Cocteau Twins. Next is Vancouver-born artist Dana Gavansky with her track The Wind Blew You Away off her new record Spring Demos. As confessed by the title, all the tracks off this album are demos she recorded in the spring of 2017. I find it fascinating to see an artist reconnect with and share music they made nearly a decade before, when things were so different. It reminds me of when you're cleaning out your room and find an old photo, card, or diary entry that reminds you of the person you once were. The record feels like embracing your past and honoring the ways you've both changed and remained the same. Here is The Wind Blew You Away.
Thank you.
was The Wind Blew You Away by Dana Kavansky. The next song I'll play for you is Tangled by Kelly Sloan, and this track deals with the complex idea of change. Us humans are creatures of habit, and we often see change as a negative thing that swoops in and disrupts our contentment. Change is uncomfortable, unpredictable, and often ugly. Yet Sloan points out that it's a necessary aspect of life if you want to continue living and learning. The song is a comforting melody that reassures you. Lyrics like, "Hold on, no one gets it right on the first try," remind you that when going through changes, you're going to mess up, make mistakes, and embarrass yourself. But it happens to everyone, and it means that you're growing. This song embraces the messiness and beauty of life. Here is Tangled. Once again, that was Tangled by Kelly Sloan. Next up is Fever Dream by Montreal artist Apicalda with vocals by Candle. This song is off her debut album, There's a shadow in my room, and it isn't mine. The record is truthful and dark. It focuses on inherited pain and the necessity to break the cycle of generational trauma. The woman behind Epicalda, Cassandra Angeletta, says, "Ourselves, or what makes us up, have been affected even before we're born." And I think the message of this album is to really let those things out of your body and release them in hopes to change things for future generations. Angeletta uses her music as a form of alchemy and catharsis, emphasizing the need to separate your pain from others using gritty lyrics and a sound that feels like pure folklore. Here is Fever Dream. Once again, that was Fever Dream by Apicalda. Next is Woman of Faces by Celeste, off her comeback album of the same name. After the release of Celeste's debut album, Not Your Muse, her career seemed to be shooting up, and she was even the first British woman to reach the Billboard number one in half a decade. But that all came to a halt when the pandemic began. Celeste has expressed online the pressure she was receiving from all ends to pick up where she left off when the pandemic ended, but she was suffering under the pressure. Woman of All Faces reflects her struggle to please everyone at the worst time in her life. She sings of a world that judges her by her faces she puts on, and the lyrics, "Who really knows the woman of faces? Not you, not me." The track wrestles with autonomy and self-definition and calls out the toxic nature of the music industry. Celeste's sorrowful voice and truthful lyrics make for a powerful statement. Here is Woman of Faces by Celeste.
She is a woman of all faces. Work so hard just to be replaced with. Who really cares what she's made of? A funny thing to just be. To be a woman, she must face it. Pick a style in style and display it.
Fall in line between her world and mine.
Once again, that was Woman of Faces by Celeste. Next, I will be playing Joan Baez's cover of House of the Rising Sun, because how could I have a theme with Songbird in the title and not include Joan Baez? Though she did not write many of her own songs, Baez is incredibly skilled at adding her own touch to the songs she covers. Her crystal clear soprano voice never fails to ring true and makes for sorrowful and haunting melodies. Here is her version of House of the Rising Sun. Before I play the last song of the night, I wanted to thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Pantheon. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, I'm your host, Madeline, and I'm here every Thursday at 8 p.m. with a new theme, so tune in when you have the time. Lastly, I will be playing Plain Gold Ring from the true songbird of the 20th century, Nina Simone.
Plain gold ring on his finger he wore. It was where everyone could see he belonged to someone, but not me. On his head was a plain gold band. Plain gold ring had a story to tell. It was one
tell you. Your fix of post-punk, new wave, garage rock, and proto-punk? Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Hey, but don't tell anyone. I'm Izzy, and this is Our Secret.
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Don't know where to go for help? We know how that feels, and we found help in Narcotics Anonymous. We have 7 days a week in Kingston. We do recover. You get more information on our website at www.limestonena.com or our Facebook page, Limestone Area of Narcotics Anonymous, or call the regional hotline 888-811-3887 for more information or to find a meeting.
Local lives here at CFRC 101.9 FM. Local voices power our radio station every single day, and you too can power up our programming by making song requests via CFRC.ca and clicking the request button or messaging us via Instagram at CFRC Music. Tell us your song requests and favorite shows you want to hear them on. We'll also play song requests on our pop-up CFRC on-demand programs while shouting you out and reading off any dedications on your behalf. Click the request button today on CFRC.ca. Yeah.